Welcome to the Leadership Out of podcast. My name is Sky Jatani. I'm the managing editor of Leadership and a regular contributor on the Out of blog. Today I'm with two friends of Leadership and personal friends, both pastors in this local Chicago area. David Swanson is the associate pastor at New Community Covenant Church, a multi-ethnic church in the neighborhood in Chicago, Logan Square neighborhood. He recently transferred there from Parkview Community Church in Glen Ellen, a suburban church. So interesting to hear David's perspective on things in this new place. He's been a regular contributor to Out of for a while now. You can read more from David either on Out of or his blog, Signs of Life. And Matt Tebby is a pastor at Life on the Vine Christian Community in Long Grove, Illinois. Grad of Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. He's been a consultant with Leadership. We've talked to him a number of times about upcoming plans for the journal. He also recently wrote an article for buildingchurchleaders.com about the formative role of liturgy in worship. So thank you guys for being with us today. We want to begin today by talking about a recent article in the spring issue of Leadership. A few months ago, I think it was in January, I went out to Denver and I interviewed the leadership team of the Next Level Church. And let me give you guys some background. You've read the article, but for our listeners, the Next Level Church started about 15 years ago as a next generation ministry. It was sort of a church within a church. They grew phenomenally quickly, thousands of young people coming to this ministry. They had a senior pastor, a very dynamic guy. And after a few years, I think it was around 99 or 2000, the whole thing just sort of imploded. And the senior pastor left, the place shrank very quickly, and the remnant was reorganized, and they went instead with a team model for leadership rather than finding a new senior pastor. When I was out there, it still was a very dynamic group, hundreds of young people coming for I think it was a Tuesday night service. But they're admittedly a smaller church, but they're healthier, at least in their opinion, since this whole reorganization about 8 years ago. The four guys on staff there are Dave Terpstra, who's written for Out of before, Jared Mackey, John Miller, and Brian Gray. So let's begin by talking about what your impression was of this church and the shift they made from a senior pastor to a team approach. What was your first impression as you read this? David, let's start with you.
One of the things I found interesting was the fact that the church was actually founded on a team leadership model to begin with. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that shifted in the beginning days to more of a traditional lead pastor-led congregation, but it was already in their DNA, and it wasn't as if they were taking an idea that they'd never considered before and starting with that. And I have to wonder if that was helpful for them as they had to reorganize, the fact that they already had some of this in their memory, in their history, mm-hmm. this team leadership model. Probably easier, I would think, with those guys having some shared assumptions, yeah, rather than having to convince everybody that this was the way to go. That stood out to me.
Yeah, I remember when I interviewed them, that surprised me, because I just had assumed that they started with a senior pastor model, and they corrected my perception and said, no, we kind of slipped into the senior pastor model because they had a lot of advisors, yeah, from other large churches in Denver telling them, you need a senior pastor. Mm-hmm. And after the blow-up, they decided, we're not going to go with the advice that we've been given, and we're going to go back to this team idea. Mm-hmm. And so that was an interesting part of getting to know those guys. Matt, what about you?
Yeah, I was fascinated by how they talked about the celebrity culture that kind of overtakes churches, and it's really difficult, I think, to go against the grain of, you know, we're growing, things are doing well, people like this guy, you know, let's rally around his personality, mm-hmm, and really ride this wave out.
Right.
And I think that the crisis that they had, you know, they mentioned the crisis they had in terms of leadership, in terms of, I don't know, perhaps it was, I'm not sure, they don't mention it, but I think the crisis was kind of like a shake in our head. What are we doing, you know, mm-hmm, what are we building here, what are we growing, you know, mm-hmm, and I think it's telling that they're small now, mm-hmm, and a lot of people didn't come back after they lost their, you know, dynamic leader. But
yeah,
mm-hmm, you know, their whole kind of mantra through the thing was, you know, small is kind of the new big for us, so we're fine with this. You know,
yeah,
this is who we want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the way they described the previous incarnation of the Next Level Church was a bug light ministry.
Right, right.
You know, you had this very dynamic guy at the center of it who would attract a crowd, but ultimately it wasn't that healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to just repeat that, mm-hmm, again. Here's the thing that intrigued me about, and one of the reasons I was really excited to go and interview them, was I've noticed, at least from my place at Leadership, that this is a growing trend among especially younger churches or younger church leaders. Either they're attracted to a team model, or they're not attracted to the idea of a senior pastor. Some of them are dropping that terminology. They'll take a title like lead pastor, or they won't take any kind of... What do you think's behind that? Is this a generational thing? Is it a reaction to what's come before? Do you feel the same inclination in yourselves? You're both young, relatively young pastors. Are you turned off by the whole concept of a senior pastor, or...
You know, I was just reflecting on this with our... I come from a church where we have three of us that co-pastor. And one of us is 20 years older than the other two. And so we're always kind of redefining and redrawing sort of boundaries for the congregations. You know, so Dave, the older guy, is constantly saying, you know, I'm not the senior pastor here. I'm senior. You know, I'm older, but I'm not the senior pastor. But I was reflecting with them how a lot of our church, it seems like they don't want to be pastored anymore. They want a friend. And if you're not a friend, if you don't have this relational cred, then it's really hard to do any sort of the old-fashioned pastoring work of of doing sort of getting in people's lives. Mm-hmm. And so I do see kind of this trend of authority is earned, it's not given, and there's the office or title doesn't bring you any sort of authority over me or in this church if you haven't relationally kind of done the work to demonstrate that you deserve it.
And that came up in the interview. Yeah. In the magazine, because they said that at least their perception was in the older generation, authority was a matter of position and title rather than relationship and earned credibility like you're talking about.
Matt, is that a reaction, like that tendency, that generational tendency, is that a reaction against more of a hierarchical model or system of power, or is that something that's more culturally formed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where does that come from, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a swirl of sort of this anti-authorial, sort of postmodern, sort of like bent or this rhythm that people have. I think a lot of people have been burned in churches where they feel like power's been used to coerce or dominate or manipulate, or they've seen sort of the celebrity kind of thing they wanted to get away from. They've seen like the dark underbelly of what can happen. You know, a lot of the people in our church, not a lot, a handful, have come from church contexts where they've had the inside look.
Yeah.
They've seen behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And now they're really reacting against that.
Yeah.
So is it more of a factor for people who have a long church experience, or is this also true of people who are not involved in the church?
It's fascinating for me. I work at Starbucks, too, because we're all co-occupational or bi-occupational. And people at Starbucks know I'm a pastor, and it's right out there. They'll come to me and ask for advice all the time.
Yeah.
These unchurched people or secular Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come right out and ask me questions, you know. And so they treat me like with some sort of authority. But people in the church are way more skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
It's like, I mean, the stories are out there, right? I mean, people who come up in a church environment, you've heard those ugly stories.
Yeah. Oh,
it's just part of our shared memory to some extent. Whereas in more of kind of a post-Christian environment where people don't have that same experience, it almost feels like there's more of a comfort with title or position or church architecture even. You know, those are just kind of, those are the forms that people are comfortable with and are aware of and able to interact with, and maybe don't have that same ugly memory that some of us do who came up in the church.
And I do think it's I don't know if it's unique to sort of evangelical subculture, but I know that Scott McKnight's done a lot of work on why evangelicals convert to Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said one of the pulls is the hierarchical structure of Roman Catholicism. Like, there is just this authority that is grounded in sort of the ancient church, and they really run to that rather than sort of the anti-authority.
So are we seeing like a polarity going on here where some evangelicals are saying, I want the high church structured authority, and others are saying, I want this egalitarian team approach, and the middle ground that many churches exist in just isn't appealing anymore?
I wonder, even reading through this article, because you posed this question to them about, is this a generational thing,
yeah,
you know, this team approach to leadership? And they seem to respond, yes, it is. It is a generational thing. And then they all kind of say, you know, why this is important to them, this team leadership. And the phrase wiki church came to mind,
yeah,
you know, the way they're describing this team approach. But certainly that would be on one end of the spectrum. And then on the other is this attraction to tradition and authority and structure.
You know what I found interesting too, Sky, that in this article and in the one by Alan Hirsch that we're going to talk about on another podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
that both of them described hierarchy and used the word corporate to describe hierarchy. And I think there is this sort of distrust of corporations, of the man, you know, if you will. And sort of they don't want the church to reflect that at all. It's, they're really trying to subvert and react against that. It's really interesting to me.
Well, I wonder if maybe the link here, the reason why some evangelicals are really attracted to the Anglican, Roman Catholic high liturgy structure and some are to the egalitarian lack of structure, maybe it isn't a reaction against structure as much as it's a reaction against personality-driven church. Because in a liturgical tradition with strong liturgy and worship and a clear structure, it's hard for one personality to dominate a church. Same thing true in an egalitarian team-led approach like the Next Level. It can't be one person's show. Is that what we're reacting against? We're just expressing the reaction in different ways.
Yeah, I think it's likely. One of the questions that came to mind, I think, related to that, the four pastors here, they say none of us want to be the senior pastor.
Right.
Which I think that's interesting. But I wonder, does someone become kind of that magnetic personality because they want to be that, or because the system kind of pushes in that direction? You know, did the original lead guy at this church, did he set out saying, boy, I really want to be the senior pastor? It doesn't sound like it. It sounded like they started with a team approach. And so even in kind of this flattening egalitarian model, if you take away the structure, is there still going to be that impulse, you know, to move towards that star person?
And I remember talking to them about that, and it might come out a little bit in the article. They said, I think it was Terpstra who said, just because we're a team doesn't mean we're opposed to leadership. And so each of them has a specific area of oversight in the church, whether it's teaching or worship or community life or outreach. And that pastor with that gift is expected to lead in that area, and the others defer. Well, challenging, but there is leadership, but it's shared in different areas rather than they all have equal reign over every part of the ministry. So, I mean, and the other big piece was, it was clear that even in interacting with them in the room, this does not work unless you have a strong relational bond with one another and a deep trust, because you don't have the authority structure that kind of dictates who's in charge of who. Which brings up an interesting question, and that is, why is it, at least my experience has been, that church is structured like a corporation, but it's primarily structurally determined relationships rather than relationally based. Has that been your experience, or is it different in your settings?
You know, in our setting, I mean, we have a kind of a co-pastoring relationship, and it's and the leadership is based upon gifting, not upon sort of office or title or status. And that's been difficult for us to imagine together, try to how to inhabit this room that we all think we should be in, but how does that look? What does that work like? So it's helpful to read about Next and Level, kind of use that as a platform to say, okay, this is how we function in distinction to or in contrast with them.
Yeah, I mean, my experience has certainly been that the structure and roles and titles definitely impact the relationship on a church staff, you know, so that your lead or your senior person is one step removed in some way. You know, whether they want that or not, they are identified as kind of the change agent, the person who's going to lead anything significant within the congregation. And that automatically shifts then how everybody interacts with that one person. Is that different if it's team-led? Does it just mean that the congregation interacts with that team differently as opposed to just one individual? I mean, I'm not sure, but certainly my experience has been that there are kind of levels of leadership, and kind of the higher up you go, as it were, the stranger that dynamic can become as you interact with that person in leadership.
All right, let me ask you, and we're getting close to the end of our time together on this one, but a couple of years ago, I've been on staff at a church for, 6.5 years now, in an associate role as a teaching pastor. You guys have been in those similar roles, not in a senior role. A couple of years ago, someone on staff asked me if I aspired to be a senior pastor. And my immediate knee-jerk response was no. No real desire. It was similar to what these Next Level guys said. Would you guys be interested? Somebody came and said, hey, we'd really like you to consider being the senior pastor of, you know, Faith Community Church. You pick your name. Would you immediately respond, no, I don't want to be a senior pastor like these guys did? Or, I mean, how do you just gut response to that kind of stuff? What's your...
Never.
Never. Matt says never.
Yeah, never. I think there's this Music Man sort of like fear, yeah. You know, in me. I think that I find there's I mean, having been in sort of co-pastoring sort of team now for about a year and a half, I can't imagine a more sanctifying Christ character forming process of having to submit to other guys, and they talk about how you float ideas and then you all take the fall for the idea if it fails, and just sort of this accountability and trust and relationship that you can develop. It's been incredible, and I just can't imagine kind of being up on a pedestal or out on my own where people have to listen to me because of my mm-hmm. title. Mm-hmm. And I just find it much more fulfilling to have to submit to other people. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah, I think similar, maybe a little different in that the question almost, because I've been asked the question, and it almost doesn't make sense. You know, do you want to be a senior pastor? As if, I mean, it's this sort of, do you want to move up the ladder?
Yeah. Right.
And interesting, because I'm kind of in transition now from one church to another, and a very common question during this time from folks from my first church community was, well, are you moving to a senior pastor position? And when I said, well, no, I'm, you know, going to be kind of part of this team, there was almost a sense of like letdown, you know, like, well, you know, like, oh, well, but you could do that, or, you know, that would be the next step kind of thing.
They felt sorry for you, like you weren't.
A little bit.
You weren't getting a promotion.
Right. Yeah. And certainly not everybody, but that was a common response. And the question almost, there's so much embedded in that question,
yep.
that kind of doesn't make sense on different levels, that it would be, you know, a long conversation probably every time that question would be asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has huge implications. I'm thinking just back to my seminary experience where I was basically being trained to be a traditional senior pastor,
sure.
as it's been defined for a long time. But if here we are three guys in our 30s, mm-hmm. are we all in our 30s? None of which really aspire mm-hmm. to that role. Might mean we have to change the way we're training people for ministry and this whole dynamic.
It's coming, Sky. 30 years from now, it'll come.
It'll come, yeah.
That's right.
And it'll come from the Global South.
That's right, exactly.
Well, thank you guys for your interaction on this article. I'd remind our listeners that if you want to read more about it, you can go to leadershipjournal.net or outofer.com. You can always subscribe to the journal and read up more about the Next Level and other churches that are moving away from a senior pastor hierarchical model toward a team. And we'd welcome your comments on the blog as you listen to this podcast. Feed us your questions or your thoughts on this subject. We'd love to hear it. Thanks for listening.